Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's happening, all my PGA DFS fans and golf betting fans? Welcome to the Course and Player Preview for the Charles Schwab Challenge. Now, I know there may be a little bit of a major hangover, but don't forget, today is the most glorious day of the year, May 23rd. So at least that can help us get over our hangover here this week as we move into a rather strong field gathering here just outside of Dallas, Texas, for the Charles Schwab Challenge. It is played at Colonial Country Club. It's been there for quite some time. So we have quite a few pieces of what I would call course history to look into this week. So let's dive into Colonial and learn just a little bit about it. It is a par 70, 7,200 yards. In fact, it has the exact same architect as last week's Southern Hills. So maybe see some correlations there. Certainly in the par 70, roughly the same yardage as well. Driving accuracy this week is going to be around 62.5%. Very hard to hit the fairways. Greens in regulation, 64.2%. So also rather hard to hit the greens. But interestingly enough, as we go into our players and we go into our review of last year, strokes gain around the green, even though there's a ton of missed greens here, was not important to come in the top 10. So keep note of that as we move on. Okay, now let's talk a little bit more about TPC Colonial. The hardest holes here this week are going to be the par 4 fourth, the par 4 fifth. I'm sorry, the par 4 third hole. Excuse me. I wrote down my notes wrong. I apologize. Par 4 fifth hole and the par 4 14th. The easiest hole is going to be the par 5 first, the par 5 11th, and the par 4 second. So holes 1 and 2, you got to get off to a quick start if you're starting on that front side. Now let's learn a little bit about the DFS side of things, as Jason Kokrak was the winner here last year and put up 114.5 points. The average top 10 salary was right around 8,100. And the average ownership was up a little bit from our average as we had guys like Charlie Hoffman, believe it or not, Emiliano Grillo, and more that were over 15% owned end up in the top 10. So about 8.5% was the average here. Now, just to share up things on TPC Colonial, it is bent grass greens and Bermuda rough and fairways. That is the typical mix here in Texas. As we look at the top strokes gain stat, I kind of already highlighted this at the top. Strokes gain around the green is basically not important. More than half of the golfers that finished in the top 10 last year lost strokes for the week around the green. So you really don't need that all that much here. The top approach yardage is going to be 150 to 175 yards. So those short to mid irons are certainly going to be important here this week. All right, now let's go into our players. There's only 120 of them that teed up at this event, the Charles Schwab Challenge. And of them, 6 of the world's top 10 are here to compete, 26 of the world's top 50, and Dallas' own number one golfer in the world, Scottie Scheffler, is going to try to avenge his missed cut last week at Southern Hills with a win here this week at Colonial. So let's go into my first clicks this week. We're going to talk about Victor Hovland. We know that the only crutch of his game is around the green. His ball striking has looked fine recently, so I'd like to give him a go. He's coming in at $44 on Yahoo. Now, we don't quite have odds yet produced when I'm recording this video, although I'd be looking for him somewhere in the 16-1 to 20-1 range. Next guy I want to talk about is Tommy Fleetwood, coming off a top 5 there with a fantastic 3-under-67 Sunday at Southern Hills. His game is trending. He has not won yet on the PGA Tour, which blows my mind. He's had certainly a ton of chances. But here at Colonial this week, with his game trending in the right direction, I love this play this week. It's coming in just $35 on Yahoo. I'm going to look for the 35 to 40 to 1 range for Fleetwood on the odds. If it's a little shorter, hopefully we'll get it a little bit better as the week goes on. Okay, and lastly, we'll talk about Joel Damon, who's also had a really good year ball striking and putting, but has been so bad around the green. So hopefully coming to this course where it's not needed as much will help him. He's coming in at $24 on Yahoo and probably going to look for him right around triple digits, around 100 to 1 here this week. So Hovland, Fleetwood, and Damon are the first names that I'll be looking at here at the Charles Schwab Challenge early on this week. Of course, make sure you stay tuned for all of our awesome content that we've got going on this week, including our two live shows tomorrow, Tuesday, with Eric Lindquist and Ben Raza, and me and Ben on Wednesday for the Live Before Lock show. Before you get on out of here, thank you to Yahoo, sponsor of this show. And make sure you like and subscribe to our channel. We're coming out with new content all the time. Also, head on over to our Odds Shopper channel as well. Get notified when we've got new sports betting content coming on the air. So lastly, if you have not signed up over on Yahoo, they continue to put out new contests and build their product. Great time to go join over there, because if you do and you're a new user, you're going to get a free month of Osmo Plus Platinum. That's going to take you up and through the U.S. Open on the golf side and so much more sports, of course, that you're going to get ownership projections, player projections, and so much more. So utilize that free month of Osmo Plus Platinum by signing up over on Yahoo and being a first-time depositor there. So until next time, everybody, thank you for coming by my course and player preview for the Charles Schwab Challenge. Good luck this week, and we will see you on the other side. Cheers.